This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Federal judges overruled President Trump's executive orders curtailing the rights of federal workers. The three orders issued had sought to severely restrict the use of official time, on-duty time that union officials can spend representing their members in grievances and on other issues. The rules had also limited issues that could be bargained over in union negotiations, and it rolled back the rights of workers deemed to be poor performers to appeal disciplinary action against them. A surge of young adults between the ages of 18 and 29 have registered to vote this year, according to data from 29 states compiled by Target Smart, a Democratic polling firm. Pennsylvania is leading a groundswell, with registered voters 34 and younger now outnumbering those 65 and older, according to the latest statistics from the Pennsylvania State Department. States like Arizona, New York, Florida, and Virginia have also seen sharp increases. In 2017, the number of pets carried by U.S. airlines increased 11% to 784,000, despite the increase in fees for doing so. Lawyers for J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and six other banks have met with Federal Reserve officials to oppose changes proposed by Congress and some regulators to reduce the Volcker protections that restricted risky lending after the 2008 Great Recession. According to the American Immigration Council, having an attorney makes it 10 times more likely that a detained immigrant will win her case, but the representation rate hovers at just 14%. Between 2007 and 2012, judges at the Oakdale Immigration Court in Central Louisiana heard 42,521 cases, the majority of Louisiana's immigration docket, and ordered 9 out of 10 people deported. Only 6% of detained immigrants in Louisiana had a lawyer. Apache Stronghold is an organization formed in 2014 that's attempting to stop copper mining by huge multinationals on public land in Arizona near their reservation. Studies find that conservatives are less likely than liberals to eat their vegetables and get flu shots, and more likely to experience life as meaningful in the face of God as white. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.